I've been in regular contact with a lot of officials working within the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, and they always talk up the success story of the financial services story in Donegal. And I think these figures reflect a very, very positive story. We've over 7,000 people employed in the county between Enterprise Ireland and the IDA. And if you look at even Oudra's na Gaeltacht figures last year, it was the highest of all Gaeltacht areas of 243. We have a very, very strong and positive story to tell. And it's important to highlight these figures because people are listening. People are listening online around the world, be it to radio or be it to online media. And it's important we portray the very, very positive story that's happening in this county. We have a lot of challenges, yes. We have to continue to be focused on that. We can do more. But if you consider out of the major cities of this country, Donegal is the third highest job creator. That's competing with the likes of Kildare and Louth, who are effectively on the back door of Dublin City. So it's good news, and it's important that we highlight those figures.
They're very significant figures, and I suppose the fact that some people mightn't have been aware that so many jobs were being created will come as a surprise.
Well, if you look at the very, very difficult time we as a county had from 2011 through the dark days of the recession, I mean, the negative story and the very difficult story of a lot of people emigrating dominated, and rightly so, because it was a tragedy for many young people and many families. But during that time, we had a steady increase from a lot of the multinationals and a lot of the homegrown businesses as well, supported by Enterprise Ireland. So what we have to do now is we have to be very, very ambitious. I certainly, as a politician, as a government politician from this county, I'm constantly ambitious. And the reason why I'm ambitious is the vast, vast majority of the people I speak to on a daily basis from Donegal are ambitious for the county, are very, very aware of what needs to be done. But now with the city region status for Letterkenny, with the consultation well underway now for our new road from Letterkenny to Lifford and the bypass at Letterkenny, we will continue to be as positive and as earnest as we possibly can.